وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. إن شاء الله الكريم we're going to start tonight taking a class, and this lesson is from the book المنظومة الرائية في السنة. المنظومة الرائية في السنة. Inshallah, we're going to take this, inshallah ta'ala, this coming night, one week or half or 2 weeks, inshallah, between Maghrib and Isha, inshallah ta'ala. And this poem is for the Al-Imam Abu al-Qasim Sa'ad ibn Ali ibn Muhammad ibn Hussein Al-Zanjani, rahimahullah. He died 471 Hijriya. 471 Hijriya, and tonight is 1444 Hijriya. How many years between his death and now? Who is good in math? He died 471, and tonight is 1444. 973. Barakallahu fiqh. 973. Between when he died and now, 973 years, close to 1,000. But still, because he authored this book, still his ilm, his knowledge is being benefited from. How many people at his time who were living, having wealth, having money, and nobody knows them now? Nobody benefit from them. Maybe from the day they die, nobody benefit from them after that. But the people of knowledge, especially those who are upon sound creed, on the correct path, on the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are being benefit from them, even after their death, as they were being benefit when they were alive. So this is the book, inshallah, we're going to take, bi-inillahi ta'ala, and we really encourage one another to attend these classes. Because these maris, these masail issues, this scholar discuss, he talk about, is very important issues. Maybe over 20, 25 of from the fundamental masail principles of the people of the sunnah. And many people, they differ in these principles and they fell into deviation and corruption in their belief, in their understanding, in their creed. So it's really a very important book, inshallah ta'ala, to try to attend every night. And if you miss one night, you may be busy working, traveling, all that is possible. Then at least to follow up the class, inshallah. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. قال الإمام الشيخ أبو القاسم سعد بن علي بن محمد بن الحسين الزنجاني رحمه الله، المتوفى سنة 71 و400، in his book المنظومة الرائية في السنة. قال رحمه الله: تدبر كلام الله واعتمد الخبر، ودع عنك رأيا لا يلائمه أثر، ونهج الهدى فالزمه واقتدي بالأولى، هم شهدوا التنزيل علك تنجبر، وكن موقنا أن وكل مكلف أمرنا بقفو الحق والأخذ بالحذر. وحكم فيما بيننا قول مالك قديم حليم عالم الغيب مقتدر سميع بصير واحد متكلم مريد لما يجري على الخلق من قدر. ده عالم الإمام أبو القاسم رحمه الله by the way he has the same kunya of the best creation Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was Abu al-Qasim alayhi salatu wa salam. Prophet name is Abu al-Qasim. Prophet kunya is Abu al-Qasim. Because Prophet is his old son used to be called Qasim, Abu al-Qasim. But as for the Sheikh, Imam Ali, the author of this book, did he have a son called Qasim? I do not know. Because sometimes the person may have kunya and may not have somebody with that name from his children. Like Umm al-Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet ﷺ used to be called Ummi Abdillah. Ummi Abdillah. And she didn't have a son. She didn't have a daughter. She didn't have a child. But still she had that kunya radiallahu anha. So the Sheikh, he said, Tadabbar kalam Allah. Tadabbar, ponder. Ponder and reflect. And think deeply. Kalam Allah in the word, in the speech of Allah. Ponder in the speech of Allah. Kalam Allah here means the Quran. The Quran, which consists of 114 chapters, starting from the greatest chapter, Surah Al-Fatiha, which we must recite in our prayer. Every time we pray, we must recite Fatiha. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, to the end of the Surah. And the last chapter of the 100 chapter of the Quran is Surah An-Nas, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Nas. That is here the Sheikh, he means the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even though there is also another speech of Allah, is Hadith Al-Qudsi, the Hadith Al-Qudsi. But here he means the book of Allah, the Quran. So he said, ponder and reflect on and think deeply in the speech of Allah, means in the Quran. وَاعْتَمِدْ الْخَبَرِ وَاعْتَمِدْ and rely on الْخَبَرِ. Al-Khabar here means the report, which means the hadith, the sayings of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the hadith, the narration from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Al-Khabar, Al-Hadith, Al-Athar, Al-Sunnah, all these words have the same meaning here. So he said, rely on the hadith of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If there is authentic narration from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, rely on it and base your ruling on it. Yes, the khabar, the hadith, is the speech of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not the speech of Allah. Yet, it is proof also, is evidence. If Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions something, it is truth. Even if it's in the Quran, if he commands something, it is a mandatory. If he commands something, should be fulfilled. If he forbade something, should be avoided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be worshipped only according to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when it comes to using as evidence, as proof, the khabar, the hadith, the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the tradition of the Messenger, the saying of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he did sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he allowed to be done, all that is a proof. So if someone says so and so, it's not allowed. And he is asked, what is the proof? And he mentioned the saying of Prophet ﷺ, the hadith of the Messenger ﷺ, that should be accepted. He shouldn't say, no, tell me the speech of Allah, bring a proof from the Quran. Tell me what Allah said. No, that's sufficient. If he mentioned what Allah said, it's good, but it's not a condition to be accepted, the hadith as a proof, because it is a proof. Prophet ﷺ was given two revelations. Allah sent down on the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam two wahi, two things, not just the one thing, the Quran, which is the speech of Allah, and the hadith, the sunnah, the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some Muslims think that the revelation is only the Quran. No, the Prophet ﷺ, what he said, what he did, what he allowed, all is sunnah. It's also wahi from Allah. Because Allah said in Quran, وَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. Allah sent down on you, or the Messenger of Allah Muhammad, al-kitab, the Quran, the book, al-hikmah and the sunnah. Al-hikmah, the hikmah is the sunnah. Imam Shafi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, our scholars said, al-hikmah is the sunnah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down to the Messenger, salam, two things, not just the one. The Quran and the khabar, or the hadith, or the athar, or the sunnah. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة. In this verse, Allah mentioned Prophet ﷺ taught people two things. He was teaching people two things. Al-Kitab, the book, the Quran. This is the speech of Allah again. And Al-Hikmah. Another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Allah addressed the wives of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to recite and to mention what's being recited in their houses of ayatillah, the verses of Allah, wal hikmah and hikmah. Verse of Allah is what? Yes? What are the verses of Allah which was being recited in the wife in the Prophet's houses? Naam? The Quran. So to mention that. And also Allah said wal hikmah and the wisdom. Prophet Ibrahim make dua. He said, رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُزَّكِيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Oh Allah sent a messenger among them who teaches what? Al-kitaba wal-hikmah. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ, teaching them the book and al-hikmah. The hikmah, which is the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So again, in Islam, there is two things which are proof. The Quran, which is the speech of Allah, and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala inni utitu al-Qur'an wa mithlahu ma'ahu. Indeed, I was given the Qur'an and similar to it. And the like of it is with it. Along with it, something similar to it, which is the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sunnah has different types. From the sunnah, that which clarified the Qur'an, explained the Qur'an. You cannot understand the Quran without the sayings of the Prophet ﷺ. You can't. From that, Allah commands us in Quran to establish the prayer. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Pray. Establish the prayer. Perform the salah. Many commands in Quran. But Allah doesn't mention how to perform it. How many prayers there? Each prayer, how many rak'ah? What to be said? What nullifies it? What is required? What are the conditions? None of that is mentioned in Quran in detail. It is mentioned in the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So some of the Quran is clarification. Some of the Sunnah, the khabar, the hadith, the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is clarification for the Quran. Without the hadith, without the Sunnah, without the saying of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you cannot understand the Quran. And that's why Allah said in Quran, وَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابُ. Allah said, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. Which chapter is this verse? وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. Which chapter? سورة النحل. أحسنت. بارك الله فيك أبا عبد الله. سورة النحل. Allah said, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ. We indeed send down, verily, we send down on you, means all the Messenger of Allah Muhammad, a dhikr, al-Quran. Quran has different names. From that is Quran. From that is Furqan. From that is dhikr, as Allah mentioned in this ayah. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرِ. We send down on you the dhikr, the Quran. Why? لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ, to clarify for the people, مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, that which was sent down on them. So from the mission of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from what he was saying with, to clarify the meaning of the Quran. So people can worship Allah upon a knowledge, so they can correctly understand what Allah means, what's the meaning of the speech of Allah, what's the meaning of the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. So it is a necessity to uphold, to follow, to adhere to stick to hold to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, the alim here, the scholar said, wa'tamid, and rely on al-khabar. The khabar means the hadith. Then he said, wada'anka, and leave off. Leave off ra'yan, an opinion. Leave off an opinion. A thought, an opinion. La yula'imuhu, which doesn't go along with athar. It doesn't go along with narration from Prophet ﷺ. So he says, ponder on the speech of Allah and rely on the hadith, on the khabar of the Messenger ﷺ. These are two things you should adhere to. Hold into it. Follow it. And on the other hand, you should avoid any opinion which opposes it. Any opinion which contradicts, which opposes the Quran, the speech of Allah, or it opposes the khabar of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, da'anka, leave it alone, leave it off. Naam. In this line of poem, the mu'allif, he said, tadabbar, ponder, kalam Allah in the speech of Allah. Ponder means thinking deeply in something to understand it very well. It's not just a read one time. Rather, you look and you ponder on it. You reflect on it. So you understand very well. Here is a question. Can you ponder and reflect on something you don't understand it? Yes? If I give you now a letter in Chinese language or Urdu language, and you don't speak those languages, can you ponder on it? No, you cannot. So in order to ponder on the Quran, the first step is to understand the Arabic language. Quran is Arabic. It's not English. It's not another language. You cannot ponder on without knowing the Arabic language. And the more you know the Arabic, the more you're able to ponder on it, to understand it very well. So here when the scholar say, ponder on the speech of Allah, and you can't ponder on it without knowing the Arabic, meaning seek knowledge. If you don't understand Arabic, study the Arabic to ponder on Quran. So in this poem, to seek knowledge, if you don't understand the Arabic, because you cannot ponder on Quran without understanding the language of the Quran. Quran and Arabian. Quran is Arabic language. It's Arabic. So to study the Arabic. And really it's very important, a Muslim, a believer, to understand the Arabic language. It's not just a language. It's connected to your religion. It's connected to your faith. It's connected to the speech of Allah. It's connected to the sayings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the more you understand, the better you understand the book of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَّبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Don't they ponder on the Quran, or there's locks on their hearts? Meaning we should ponder on the Quran. أَفَلَا يَتَدَّبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. If the Quran was not from Allah, it would have many contradictions. It would have many mistakes. Since the Quran is free from any mistake, it's free from any contradiction, whatsoever is a clear proof is the word of Allah, is the word and the speech of the complete, the perfect, and it's only Allah. Only Allah is perfect. Only Allah is perfect, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the best of the creation, the angels, are not perfect. Perfect is for Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Complete, the completion is for Allah, azza wa jal. Because He alone is the one who encompass everything in knowledge and power. He alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa alladhi lahu al-asma'u al-husna. Lahu al-asma'u al-husna. So, to ponder on the Quran means seeking, learning the Arabic language if you do not know it. And even after knowing the Arabic language, still you need to keep on looking into the speech of Allah, to still make more pondering. to reflect on, to look at the words, the sentences. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, azza wa jalla, he's talking to you. He command you. He giving you a knowledge. He forbidding something. He calling you to something. He's warning against something. To understand. And subhanAllah, therefore, when a Muslim who even know the Arabic, he understand Arabic, he's Arab, or he studied the Arabic language, he understand. If he doesn't look into the Quran, he doesn't ponder on it, he's not getting the benefit that the one who ponder on it is getting it. The one who make tadabbur fil Quran. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, when he recite Quran, how he used to recite. When he listened to the Quran, how he used to listen to. One time he asked one of his Sahaba, one of his companions, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, to recite Quran to him. To recite the Quran so the messenger he can hear. Ibn Mas'ud said, how do I recite Quran to you, O the Messenger of Allah? Quran was revealed unto you. He said, I like to listen from others. Then he recites Surah An-Nisa until he was in an ayah, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ. Then the Prophet said to the Sahabi, Hasbuk, sufficient to you. Means that's enough to you. Then he looked at the eyes of the Prophet, he saw the Prophet was shedding tears. He was crying. Which means the Prophet was listening to the Quran. He was pondering the Quran. So that's the benefit of when you don't just recite it. Some of us, we just recite to finish one juice, to finish three pages. But that doesn't affect us. Why? Even though we may understand the meaning because we don't ponder on it. Also, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he recited the Quran and he recited verse, there is mercy, he used to ask Allah. He recited verse, there is punishment. He used to seek refuge with Allah from the punishment. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he recited ayah, there is tasbih, to glorify Allah. He used to make tasbih in the recitation. Of course, outside the mandatory prayer, not in the farad. Because the people of knowledge said it was not narrated that Prophet ﷺ used to do that in optional prayer, in a mandatory prayer, like the five prayer. But yes, in the sunnah and in reciting Quran outside the prayer. If he ﷺ recite verse, there is takbir, to make takbir, to magnify Allah. He used to make takbir in the recitation. So while he reciting Quran, ﷺ, he was keep on making dua. Keep on asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something. Asking Allah to save him from something. This is a powder of the Quran. Now, if you recite Quran this way, without doubt, you increase knowledge. You increase guidance. You increase iman, faith. So, that's what it means. Tadabbar, kalam Allah. Powder and the speech of Allah. And rely on the al-khabar. Rely on the khabar. Of course, what is the point? And what is the wisdom behind pondering on the Quran? Behind understanding the Quran. First, pondering on the Quran. What's the reason behind that? What's the reason behind that? Ahsanta, to follow it, to act according to it. If you understand, Allah forbade shirk, Allah forbade disbelief. What is the point? Then avoid shirk. Don't commit shirk. Don't disbelieve in Allah. Don't disbelieve in Allah's religion. That's the point. If Allah call you to the tawheed, to worship Him alone, to understand what does it mean? What tawheed means? What's la ilaha illallah mean? There's no true God but Allah. What it means? To understand first and then to adhere to it. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade stealing, and he mentioned the rule of the one who is steal, والسارق والسارقة فقطعوا أيديهما جزاء بما كسبا. And you understand stealing is haram, it's not allowed, it's prohibited, it's sinning. Then what's the point? Avoid, don't steal. Likewise, Allah command to establish the prayers. You understand how to establish the prayer, how to perform, how to do it. Then you adhere to it, you act according to it. This is the point. So, power in the Quran means understand it and act according to it. And in reality, the one who does that is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants khair for him. The day you find, brother and sister, that you are You study the Quran, the religion of Allah. You study the book of Allah. You study the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. And you are understanding it. And you are acting according to it. That day, have glad tidings. Have good news. You are from those whom Allah wants good for them. You are from those whom Allah wants good for them. Even if you're going through worldly difficulty, you're sick, you're poor, you fear. But you have these two characteristics. You understand the book of Allah, the revelation of Allah well, and you are following it. You are adhering to it. No, Allah wants khair for you. Remain on that path. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith reported by the Sahabi Mu'ayy bin Abi Sufyan, "Man yurid Allahu bihi khayran yufaqihu fi din." The Sahabi Mu'ayy bin Abi Sufyan radiyallahu anhuma, he narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, "Man yurid Allahu bihi khayran yufaqihu fi din." Whoever Allah wants good for him, he make him understand the religion. If Allah wants good for you, Allah wishes good for you, He makes you understand the religion. Means you understand Allah's religion and you adhere to it. Of course, you human, you are not perfect. You have shortcomings. You may even follow desire sometimes. But you turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you rectify your affairs. And you doing that until death comes to you and you have the best of the life, the most joyful life you ever experience from there on. So the Mu'allif rahimahullah ta'ala, he said again, تدبر كلام الله واعتمد الخبر ودع عنك رأيا لا يلائمه أثر. So you avoid the ra'ay, the opinion, the thought, the suggestions, the assumptions. You avoid the philosophy. You avoid any opinion which contradicts to the speech of Allah and to the narration from Prophet Muhammad sallam. You avoid it. So here you have the command of Allah. You never challenge it with, you never oppose it. You never. You adhere to it. تستسلم للوحيين فتسلم. Remember, the first one who opposed the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla with opinion was Iblis. Allah commanded Iblis to bow down to Adam. The Iblis, the Satan, he rejected that. Why? Because of opinion. He said, "Ana khayru minhu, I'm better than him. How I bow down to him? How do I show respect to him while I am better than him? خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. You create me from fire and you create him from clay. How do I bow down to him?" So he objected the command of Allah with opinion. So anyone who opposes the speech of Allah, who opposes the narration of the Prophet sallam, he is a follower of Shaitan. So don't oppose it. That's why the alim said, وَدَّعْ عَنْكَ رَأْيًا لَا يُلَائِمُهُ أَثَرٌ. So leave off opinion which doesn't go alone, it doesn't agree with the author, the narration. The narration. Leave that opinion. Even if the one who said the opinion is somebody, you like him so much, he's a great scholar, he has high status in your mind, it doesn't matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than everybody. Azza wa Jalla, everyone. Then Prophet Muhammad is the best of the creation. So anything opposing that, you reject it. Then the Imam, he said in the next line, وَنَهْجَ الْهُدَى فَالْزَمْهُ وَاقْتَدِ الْأُولَى هُمْ شَهِدُوا التَّنْزِيلَ عَلَّكَ تَنْجَبِرْ وَنَهْجَ الْهُدَى فَالْزَمْهُ أي فَالْزَمْ نَهْجَ الْهُدَى. You know, the poem, this is a poem. Sometimes, actually many times, in order to consider the measurement, in order to the scale of the poem, yes, like now you see every line ends with Ra, with the letter Ra, Athar, Tanjabir, Bilhadar, Wahakada, Muqtadir, Min Qadar, Zahar, Gharar, Zubar. Every line ends with Ra. So the Sheikh is considered, he's on a scale, he's on a ram, what do you call? That sometimes cause to switch words, to bring some words before the other. Yes. From that here, وَنَهَجَ الْهُدَى فَالْزَمْهُ وَنَهَجَ الْهُدَى Origin is إِلْزَمْ فَالْزَمْ نَهَجَ الْهُدَى Adhere to the nahj and the way of guidance. وَقْتَدِي and follow بِالْأُولَى أُولَى here is اسم إشارة means الَّذِينَ and follow those whom شهدوا they were present at تنزيل They were present at Tanzil, means the Quran and the Sunnah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was sent down the revelation unto the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who were present, they were with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their huda, their guidance, their nahj, their way, adhere to it, hold fast to it. Hold fast to the guidance of those who were present at Tanzil. At Tanzil. Allaka tanjabir. عَلَّكَ here means لَعَلَّكَ and here it mean it doesn't mean maybe, it means surely. You will تَنْجَبِر, you will be a تَصْلُح, تُجْبِرُ كَسْرَك, تَصْلُح, you'll be rectified. So in this line, he says, hold fast to the guidance of those who were present when the revelation was sent down. So you become rectified, you become successful. Who are those who were present when the revelation was being sent down? The companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Shaykh, he basically here says, follow the companion of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Follow the companion of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because they were present when Allah was sent down the Quran, when Allah was sent down the Khabar, the Hadith of the Messenger, they were there. You know, if incident happened, like our brother now, Uthman, he come, we are here, we present, we see him. Is it the same if somebody is mentioned to? An incident, you were present, and an incident somebody told you, is it the same to you? No, when you are present, you see, you hear, you understand very well. For instance, someone making wudu, he making ablution, he make wudu, he show you how to make, when to start. He says Bismillah, you see he's talking, you hear Bismillah saying, you see how he pronounce it. He wash his hand, he wash his face. He do, you see it. Is it the same when somebody just tell you theoretically, just tell you when you make wudu, wash your face, say Bismillah, do, is it the same? No. Because when he tells you, just convey the message to you, you just hear it. But when you see him doing it, you also see it. So you get knowledge through hearing and seeing. So the companion of the Messenger, they saw, they were present. They was hearing what Prophet ﷺ reciting Quran when he was saying his hadith. They were seeing him when he was practicing. So he says, follow their path. Therefore, the companion of the Messenger, they understand the Quran and Sunnah better than anybody who come after them. Because they see the Prophet ﷺ practicing, acting according to it. Na'am. Also because the companion were praised by Allah in the Quran. Many ayat, in many verses in the speech of Allah in Quran, Allah praised the companion of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah mentioned he's pleased with them. Allah mentioned he prepared Jannah, paradise for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that those who are upon guidance are those who follow the companion. Allah mentioned subhanahu wa ta'ala that those who oppose the companion are sufaha. They are sufaha. What's sufaha in English? Yes? Foolish, those who oppose the companion of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Shaykh he says to follow those who were present when the revelation was being sent down unto the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to follow the companion. And this is one of the principles the Shaykh mentioned in this poem: follow the companion, iqtadi bihim. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah in his book Usul Sunnah, what he started with, Usul Sunnati indana, what he said, At-tamassuku بما كان عليه أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والاقتداء بهم. The fundamental principle with us, if we are Ahlul Sunnah. Today many people, they claim they are Ahlul Sunnah. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They have beautiful names. We are Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Okay. But when you present their understanding, when you present, when you compare between their understanding, their methodology, and the way and the understanding of the companion, you totally find differences, big differences. Na'am. So, Ahlul Sunnah, they say, follow the companion of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who can remind us one ayah in Quran which indicate the importance of following the companion? One verse from Quran. Na'am. أحسنت بارك الله في أبو دمير. Yes, الله said in سورة البقرة فإن آمنوا بمثل ما آمنتم به فقد اهتدوا. If they believe, means the people, similar to what you or the Messenger of Allah Muhammad and your companion, both of you, what you believe, then they are guided. If the people believe similar to what you both or the Messenger of Allah and his companion believe, the people are upon guidance. وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا, but if they turn away, فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ, they are in controversy. They are the opposite. Yes, as Allah said in another ayah, وَمَا يُشَاقِقَ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَوْ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ السَّبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى. Whoever differed the messenger, after the guidance become clear to him, and follow a path other than the path of the believers, he will be left with what he chooses. And he will be made into hellfire. So following the companion of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم is a mandatory. To follow the companion of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. A companion is somebody who met the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم believing in him and he died on that belief. That's a companion. Someone who met the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and when he met him, he was believing in him being a messenger of Allah, being a prophet of Allah, receiving revelation from Allah, being a truthful in what he says about Allah, that he gets revelation from Allah. He was believing it when he met him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he died on that belief. So somebody who met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but was disbelieving in him, like Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl, his enemy, they are not a companion. And someone who believed in him, alayhi salatu wa sallam, when he met him, but he didn't die upon Islam, he left Islam, very few people, he's not a companion. And someone who never met the Prophet ﷺ, he's not a companion. So a companion must have these three characteristics. He met the Prophet ﷺ, believing in him in that state, in that situ, in that meeting. And he died on that belief. That's a companion. So those people are very special in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divide those whom he is pleased with into three groups. Muhajirun, Ansar, and those who follow them. Muhajirun and Ansar are the companion. Then Allah said those who follow them. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان. Those who follow them with good. Not claiming. Not just by adhering to or but following. بإحسان with good. And many ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَلْزَمَهُمْ كَلِمَةَ التَّقْوَى وَكَانُوا أَحَقَّ بِهَا وَأَهْلَهَا. Allah mentioned that those companions who were with the Messenger sallam, who give him allegiance in the Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, they give him allegiance to the Prophet sallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them firm upon the word of piety. And they are his people, and they are who deserve it the most. They deserve the word of piety and righteousness and tawheed the most. Testimony from Allah Azza wa Jal for those companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, anyone who say ill about the companion of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even one individual from the companion, he's deviated. anyone who say negative thing about a companion, he say bad thing about a companion, he say ill about a companion, he is deviated. And if he say ill about all of them, he's disbeliever. He's a kafir. He's a disbeliever. If he say ill about all the companions, he's a disbeliever. But if he say bad about some of them, about one of them, he's a deviator. Talun mudil. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised the companion. Allah said good about them. Allah mentioned he prepared Jannah for them. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum. لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتل وكل وعد الله الحسن. Allah mentioned that he promised Jannah, wa'ad, promise. Allah, he promised Al-Husna, paradise. For who? For two groups. Those who spend their wealth and they fight in the cause of Allah before capturing Makkah, conquering Makkah. And those who did after that. Those who من قبل الفتح أنفقوا, they spend their wealth into the cause of Allah and they fight into the cause of Allah to defend the religion of Islam before Prophet ﷺ captured Makkah. And those who did those two things, they spend their wealth and they fight in the cause of Allah. After that, both of them, Allah promised them Al-Husna, Jannah, paradise. Even though they are not equal. Some of them are higher than the other. The first group have higher status than the later group. But both deserve Jannah, paradise from Allah. So somebody who Allah promised him paradise, how you say bad about him? How you don't follow his path if you want a paradise? Therefore, no group, no individual from the Muslims ever deviate from the straight path, but he divert the companion. He divert the way of the companion, of the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that's why the Imam, he command, he said, وَنَهْجَ الْهُدَى فَالْزَمُ أي فَالْزَمْ نَهْجَ الْهُدَى. The path of guidance, adhere to, hold fast to the path of guidance, and follow, and take as a role model, take as a role model, who, those who were present at the time the revelation was being sent down. If you do so, لَعَلَّكَ تَنْجَبِرْ. Your weakness is healing. Even if you are weak in faith, you are tanjabir, you are healing, you're recovering, until you become, ماذا, rectify, you become Muslim. Then the Imam said, وَكُنْ مُوقِنًا أَنَّا وَكُلَّ مُكَلَّفٍ أُمِرْنَا بِقَفْوِ الْحَقِّ وَالْأَخْذِ بِالْحَذَرِ. وَكُنْ مُوقِنًا, and have certainty, be upon certainty. In what? أَنَّا وَكُلَّ مُكَلَّفٍ, that us and every mukallaf, everyone who is responsible. Mukallaf, if the ulama, the scholar, they use the word mukallaf. It's a mustalah, it's a word they use. They mean two things. Somebody who are balighun and aqil. What's the baligh in English? Naam. Somebody who is mature, who reached the age of puberty. And aqil is somebody who is sane. Somebody who have intellect, sane. So somebody who reached the age of puberty and also sane is the one who's called mukallaf. So the sheikh say, as you have to have a certain that us and anyone who is mukallaf, who reached that age, who is saying, umirna, we are commanded, biqafwi al-haqqi, we are commanded to follow the truth. Al-qafwu, yani al-ittiba, wala taqfu ma laysa lak, la tattabi' ma laysa lak, bihi ilmun. So we are commanded to follow al-haqq, the truth. What is the haqq? What is the truth here? What does he mean, truth here? Is what he already mentioned. Is a speech of Allah and ماذا? And the khabar, the hadith of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's saying the same thing but different word. One time he say, follow the truth. Another time he say, follow the speech of Allah and the khabar, the saying of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It means the same thing. So he said, we are commanded. Means every human, not only Muslims. every human who is mukallaf, who reached the age of puberty, who is mature, and he is saying, after Allah sent Messenger Muhammad upon him, that person has a responsibility. He's required to follow the truth. And on the other hand, وَالْأَخْذِ بِالْحَذَرِ, to be aware of and to be cautious and to avoid the opposite, to avoid what's controversial to the truth, to avoid what's contrary to the speech of Allah and to the khabar of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the alim here, he say, have certainty. Don't be in a state of doubt. Don't be in a state of confusion. Be upon yaqeen, certainty, that we are commanded to follow the truth and to be careful, to be cautious, to be aware of, by staying away from that which is opposite to the revelation, which is opposite to the Quran and Sunnah. Then the Shaykh said, وَحُكِّمَ فِي مَا بَيْنَنَا قَوْلُ مَالِكٍ قَدِيمٍ حَلِيمٍ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ مُقْتَدِرٍ سَمِيعٍ بَصِيرٍ وَاحِدٍ مُتَكَلِّمٍ مُرِيدٍ لِمَا يَجْرِي عَلَى الْخَلْقِ مِنْ قَدَرٍ. The Shaykh here, he started mentioning some of the names and the descriptions of Allah Azza wa Jal. He said, وَحُكِّمَ فِي مَا بَيْنَنَا, and means what's a judge between us. If we are mukallafun, what's the judge between us? The rule we should go, we should adhere to is قَوْلُ مَالِكٍ, is the statement of Malik. Malik is one of the names of Allah. So the statement of Malik. The statement of Malik. Malik is the owner. And it has other meaning. So we are all commanded. The judge between us, what we should take as a judge, the rule we should go by is the word of Malik. Allah Malik. Who is Qadim? Qadim here means eternal. Allah who was always existing. Even though the word Qadim is not from the names of Allah. It's not from the names of Allah. But the Shaykh here, he means Allah who is eternal, who was ever existing. Allah was existing ever. It is the creation that Allah created which has a beginning. But the creator doesn't have a beginning. And this creator has descriptions from that Halim, his forbearing, patience, forbearing. Alim al-Ghayb, he is the one who knows the unseen. Muqtadir, he is the one who has power over everything. He has power over everything. Sami', the all-hearing. Basir, the all-seeing. Wahid, he is one, he is the unique, he is the one. Mutakallimin, he is the one who speaks, he speaks. Even though this word again is not from the names of Allah, but min bab al-khabar, Allah speaks. And the Quran is from the speech of Allah. As we mentioned, he said, muridin, Allah wants, Allah has, subhanahu wa ta'ala, irada, he wishes something. He wishes something. Therefore, you see, Allah bring down a water, a rain. This rain send on specific seeds on the ground. What comes out, the seed is coming out, it become a plant, it become a tree. That tree has different seeds, different leaves, different color, different taste, different structure. But it's from only one water, from the same seed. How it become this different color, different taste, different, is because there is murid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created, wanted to be different things. So Allah is murid lima yajri ala al-khalq. He wishes what is happening into the creation min qadar of preordainment. Means everything happening. is by the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal, by the preordainment, by the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. Al-Imam Al-Zanjan, rahimahullah, he mentioned in these two lines, 4 and 5, some of the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. From the names of Allah, Malik, Halim, Alim al-Ghayb, Muqtadir, Sami' Basir, Wahid, all these 7 are from the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah have the best names, the most beautiful names. And the names of Allah are uncountable. Only Allah knows. Yes, there is authentic hadith. The one who memorized 99 names from the names of Allah Azza wa Jal, he enters Jannah. These are from the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Not all the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Not all the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even from the names of Allah, there are names, even Prophet Muhammad himself doesn't know it, let alone somebody else. Even the messenger doesn't know it. أسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك. So from the names of Allah that even Prophet Muhammad Sallam doesn't know it. From the description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that even Prophet Muhammad Sallam doesn't know it. Therefore on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he wants to make shafa' intercession for the people, Allah to judge between them, and he makes sujood, he bow down to Allah Azza wa Jal, there in that moment, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will teach me something I don't know it now. To praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to magnify Allah Azza wa Jal. So, the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are many, and only Allah knows it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here the scholar, the alim, the sheikh, he mentioned those 7 names. Malik, Halim. Malik means the king or the owner, and it has other meaning. Halim means forbearance, the patient. Yes, the servant, the person is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sinning, and Allah is still giving us health, giving us wealth, giving us everything we need, protecting us from calamity. Even though Allah dislikes us, Allah hates what we are doing of sin. Some of the people are enemy of Allah. They fight in Allah. They call people to oppose the messenger of Allah, the message of Allah, to deny Allah's existence, to equalize someone with Allah Azza wa Jal. They want to distinguish the light of Islam, but still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them life. Allah is giving them sustenance. Allah is protecting them. Allah calling them to repent, promising if they repent, he will accept. And he will love if they repent to him. And many of them repent to Allah and they enter Jannah. After they were disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were sinning. Because Allah is Halim, is patient, forbearing. From the names of Allah Azza wa Jalla here mentioned, Alim al-Ghayb, the one who knows the unseen. Unseen means to the creation. Otherwise, is seen to Allah everything. So everything is known to Allah. Allah encompasses everything in knowledge. Everything which exists in the past, which exists today, which will exist. Something which will not exist. If it would have existed, how it would have existed. Everything related to that, Allah encompasses in knowledge. And it is only Allah who knows everything. No Jesus, no Prophet Muhammad, no Abraham, no saints, no angels, nobody. But Allah knows everything. عالم الغيب. قل لا يعلم من في السماوات والأرض الغيبة إلا الله. Say, you are the message of Allah Muhammad. Declare, announce, tell people. Let them be upon a knowledge. Nobody knows everything in the heaven and the heaven but Allah. Only Allah. Someone comes, he tell you, you know what? The saints, the awliya, they know everything. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, he knows everything. Read the books of some of the Sufi sects called Qadiriyya. The book called Al-Fuyudatu Rabbaniya Al-Ma'athir Al-Qadiriyya is very famous in some area, Manaqib Al-Qadiriyya. What is in that book? They say Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani said, which is a lie. Just like Christian lie on Isa alayhi salam. They say, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jailani said, وَأَعْلَمُ عِلْمَ اللَّهِ أُحْصِ حُرُوفَهُ. I know all the knowledge of Allah. علم الله علم مفرد مضاف فيعم. I know all the knowledge of Allah without exception. And then he emphasized, أُحْصِ حُرُوفَهُ. I, ماذا? I encompass. In knowledge, it is letters. He doesn't even claim it. They say, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jailani, he's not only saying he knows the general meaning of the knowledge, the words of Allah. No, he knows the letters of the knowledge of Allah. How can somebody claim this? So this is again is what the Sheikh mentioned in this book, Alim al-Ghayb. It's only Allah who knows the unseen. Tayyib. So that's from the names of Allah. Muqtadir is from the names of Allah. Muqtadir is more powerful than Qadir, which is also a name of Allah. Ziyadat al-Mabna tadullu ala ziyadat al-Ma'na. It means Allah has power over everything. Irresistible. From the names of Allah here, Sami', the all-hearing. Allah hears everything. And He alone is the one who hears everything. So Allah has hearing. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Basir, the all-seeing. Allah sees everything. Tabaraka wa ta'ala, He has eyes, Azza wa Jal. He has two eyes, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, beyond our imagination, by which He sees everything the same time. Allah sees everything, everyone at the same moment. Yes. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ عَلَى. One of you now, one of us, when I'm looking at you, I'm really looking at one point. I don't see the rest of you. I just see image. But I can only look at one. You understand? You can only look one single thing. You cannot look many things at the same time. Now we may say, Akhi, Alhamdulillah, I see you and I see other brothers as well. You really don't see everybody. You just see image, generally, but you see only one thing which you are looking at. Unlike Allah, He sees everything the same way. As He hears every voice, every sound, the same time. The same time. And that's only for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah is Basir. Allah is Wahid. Allah is unique. He's Wahid. He's one. From the name of Allah, Wahid. From the name of Allah, Ahad. Allah is one. There's no Trinity. There's no Tathleeth. There's no three equal one. It's three and it's at the same time is one. No, Allah is one. And Allah is unique, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Beyond our imagination, Azza wa Jal. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks Azza wa Jal. Allah wishes, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He has a will. Nothing happened in the universe but by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. By the will of Allah. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا اقْتَتَرُوا. Nothing happened in the universe but by the power of Allah, by the permission of Allah, by the leave of Allah, by the knowledge of Allah. There's no just to happen. There's no random things. There is no thing happened by Big Bang or by Mother Nature or by Jesus or Mary or by so and so. No, everything happened by the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Nothing happened but by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Who was Subhanahu lahu al-mashi'a al-kamila. And also in this, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala a decree and there is preordainment. Inshallah, that issue may be coming in the next, in the following poem. So this is basically the summary of these five lines. قال المؤلف تدبر كلام الله واعتمد الخبر ودع عنك رأيا لا يلائمه أثر ونهج الهدى فالزمه واقتد بالأولى هم شهدوا التنزيل علك تنجبر وكن موقنا أن وكل مكلف أمرنا بقفو الحق والأخذ بالحذر وحكم فيما بيننا قول مالك قديم حليم عالم الغيب مقتدر سميع بصير واحد متكلم مريد لما يجري على الخلق من قدر والله أعلم صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين.